This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A big chunk of the substantive consumer goods that we buy, from watches to cars to dishwashers, is built in a factory someplace. One notable exception until now? Housing. From New York, Dan Bobkoff explains.
I'm in Upper Manhattan at a new apartment building called The Stack. And by design, it looks kind of like a collection of staggered Lego blocks. On the inside, it's like any other modern building in New York.
Walking through this opening, you come into a little kind of hallway that connects to the two bedrooms.
Tom Gluck is the building's architect. What's different is that these apartments were not built here in Manhattan, but almost entirely somewhere else.
The paint, the lighting, the kitchen cabinets, the appliances, the bathroom tile, fixtures, mirror, all of that is done in the factory.
Gluck has been an architect for years, but this is the first time he's built what's called a modular building. Each apartment comes out of a factory, much like this one.
Where we're building pieces of building the way you'd build a car at a factory, you get that repetition, that precision.
I'm in the Brooklyn Navy Yard now, at the modular builder Capsys. Tom O'Hara is showing me around. And it really does look like a car plant. It's an assembly line with a track in the floor. On one end, a team is joining steel beams to make the skeleton of a new apartment. On the other end, a crew is putting the finishing touches on a unit. One guy is tiling the bathroom. You could cook in this kitchen. There's even a thermostat on the wall already.
So if you want to, you can almost move into it right here.
Well, they keep threatening to do that.
But soon, this entire apartment will be put on a flatbed, trucked to the Bronx, then hoisted on top of all the other modular apartments. When the building's done, you won't even know it was built this way. There are many reasons proponents like O'Hara think modular construction is better. It's built inside, away from weather and dirt. It's faster because you can build the foundation and the building at the same time. There's much less wasted material. And yet, while it's popular in Europe, modular construction in the U.S. remains a rounding error.
I think a lot of people really have misconceptions about the modular business. I think they feel somehow that there's substandard construction in the factory.
He says most people think modular means mobile homes or boring, blocky buildings. To him, it just means it's built better. Modular has been seen as the future before, and yet never caught on beyond certain sectors like college dorms and hotels. But nearly everyone I talk to thinks this is the moment that changes.
A lot of it, truthfully, has to do with this building that we're standing in front of.
Jim Garrison is an architect and professor at the Pratt Institute. We're behind the new Barclays Center Arena in Brooklyn, looking at what'll soon be the tallest modular building, 32 stories of apartments. It's funded by a big-name developer.
We now have opportunities to build very interesting buildings using these systems. And people are listening to the benefits that come with it.
That's not to say modular doesn't have downsides. Because it's made of boxes, you end up with walls against walls, taking up valuable square footage in the building. And designers have to decide everything on the front end. But more developers are attracted to modular's faster and sometimes cheaper construction. And with new projects in the works, maybe this time is different. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.